It's a nice sugya. A lot of interesting inyanim here in the sugya. The Gemara is speaking about over here. The Shaila, it's Amar Rava. Rava says the case is where the two enim come in and say Reuven killed Shimon. Two enim are both shlemo chad b'shabbos harg plonius anefesh. Now they were right and they were wrong. They were right that he killed, but they weren't good enim to say that he killed. The enim zayim come in and say that you were with us on the day that you claimed he killed, but he did kill on a different day. The Gemara says basically there's a difference if the Edom were saying that he killed, or it was Nigmar Dinoi, that there was already Gemar Din in Bezdin. In other words, if the Edom are just saying that he killed, so then the fact that that it's true that he killed is not enough to pater the Edom. It's going to be what we call Huvehein Nerogin. They're going to get killed together with him. Why? Because they were zamam to have him killed, even though the Maisa, he's going to get killed. But b'shas Maisa that they said to Eidos, he's not called a bar k'tala. The Gemara says he's gavra lav bar k'talahu. But if what happened was is before they came in, he was already nigmar dinoy. It was already as a gemar din that he's going to be killed. So then, what do we say? The gavra is a bar k'tala. The Gavra is considered to be a bar k'tala.
We always say they always come in after Nigmar Din. That's the only time that Ein Zayin could come in. They can make anything in Zayin.
No, right. No, the question is, you're right about that. But again, this is the case. The case is as follows. Two Edom walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Right? Two other came, Edom came and said, your Edom's, and we were Nigmar there, Din. That's what you were saying. We have to do that. Two other came and said, you're right, Reuven killed Shimon. And it was Nigmar Dinoi of Reuven. Prior to when you came in, then they're already gavra k'tila kota. What you're talking about is that the Edom Zomimim have to have done enough that they created their own gemar din. We're saying there was a gemar din on him already before the Edom Zomimim came in. Then he's a gavra k'tila kota. We saw yesterday on Thursday, two of them pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi says, what difference does it make if the fact is that it was already nigmar din? It says Rashi, because then he's roi lamus. Or Misha Eino Nigmar Dinoi, he's not Roy Lamas. Misha Nigmar Dinoi, we said, is Roy Lamas. And the Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say something else. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, that once it's Gmar Dinoi, then Ki'ilu Harag Me Oysa Eis. It's like he's dead already. It's like he's already dead. It's Nigmar Dinoi to be killed. He's on death row. It's like he's dead already. That's the Chayra. The pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rashi is saying two different pshatim here in the Gemara. The Rav Chaim Oizer asks an interesting question. And l'chayro, we could dissect this question to figure out how Rashi works with this and how Tosfos works with this. What's Rav Chaim Oizer's kasha? He has the following question. He says, let's say a person kills, right? He does kill. So, the halacha is he's going to get killed now by Bezdin. So the Rosh says something fascinating. He says, Haruge Bezdin, you don't sit Shiva for them. Why don't you sit Shiva for someone that's killed by Bezdin? Because in order to get killed by Bezdin, they had to be Edom. And in order for the Edom to work, what did the Edom have to do?
Hasra.
What is Hasra? You tell him, listen, if you do this, you're going to get killed. What does he answer the Edom? I don't care. Says the Rosh. He just put himself in a category of someone who's a mumer lahachis. Mumer lahachis. What? No. Mumer lahachis is a person that is going against Hashem, almost in spite of Hashem. Lahachis. He's doing a lahachis. What's the din of a mumer lahachis? The din is a mumer lahachis is maridin v'loy ma'ilim. A person, you're allowed to drop him into a pit and don't take him out of the pit. Basically, you're allowed to kill him.
Anyone could kill him.
What?
Anyone could kill him.
Anyone could kill him.
If you know there was a straw, that's
right. But you still need Bezdin to look at the details of what
happened. First we have to, right.
Maybe you saw the Edom giving that straw.
There's something else that you don't know.
Or about the Edom themselves. Even themselves could kill him.
He's saying you shouldn't eat it. You should just need asra. If I see that asra, then I could say he's a mumin lahachas. You can't kill him. It's maridin v'lo mailam.
You could just see that he's saying I don't care to the asra. Isn't that enough?
Right. Even if he doesn't do anything, then he's maridin v'lo mailam. You can't actually kill him, but it's.
Like you don't need to kill him, just like on the spot, anyone can kill him.
You're Marid, which means that you, I don't know if you could actually shoot him. You drop him.
I'm saying like, did you like basically say that he's a Mulahachis?
No. Yeah. So he asks Lachaira.
What's it called? He's a Mumar.
Mumar Lahachis.
Case of
Mumar Lahachis. What?
Same thing with the case of the relative. Anyone's able to kill him in a machlokes. If anyone's able to kill the guy,
right? Or yeah, but over there you're talking about goyel adam, and that over there you could actually shoot him dead. Over here, it's just that you're allowed to arrange for his early exit.
Take care.
Yeah, so it's an interesting question. So he says, he calls that as if it's a status of someone who's mutter lahargoy.
So therefore, what, you can't, what
so therefore, who cares about the fact that Bezdin Paskin yet, but it's a gloy milsa after Bezdin Paskin, that this person was at that moment already a mumer lahachis. If he was already a mumer lahachis, so then I shouldn't be over on killing him, because he was a mumer lahachis.
You don't sit shiva for a mumer lahachis?
What?
You don't sit shiva for a mumer lahachis?
You don't sit shiva for a mumer lahachis, right. So I didn't feel that ice. Says the Russian, you don't sit shiva for a mumer lahachis. The Mela asks the Chayin Oizer, being that I'm not sitting shiva for this person, he's a mumer lahachis. So Enoch Hanami Bezdin didn't paskin yet. But after Bezdin paskin, this person chayv me. So what does that mean? That Bashasi did that very, he was already a mumer lahachis. He's a mumer lahachis. I should be allowed to kill him.
What's the
Shah
Shah?
What?
What does Shiv have to do with anything?
That's just that's the indication to us that he's a Mumar Lachas.
You could have killed him now that you came and said false testimony.
But Lamaisa, I said false testimony about a person I was allowed to kill.
But Bezdin
Paskin, that's when
that's what
we're gonna see, we're gonna get to Bezdin. Lamaisa
says also allowed to kill Bezdin Paskin.
Right.
Lamaisa is still out of Kiev.
What?
Now there's a key of Misa.
So if you go like Rashi. So Rashi says, the way we're understanding Rashi is this person is Roy Lahamas because there's a chiyuv of Misa on him. Maybe over here, in a Hanami, I'm allowed to kill him, but he doesn't have a din Misa yet.
Who says this?
We're still
the
Kasha
still
Reuben.
Stands.
Okay, I'm right in now.
The Kasha still stands, though.
What do you mean?
Okay, so he doesn't have a chi of Misa, but you were able to kill him, so why not?
And a Hanami, you were able to kill him.
Okay, so I
but the din that we're saying over here, that this person is a gavra, is a barak tila, means that he has a chi of Misa. He doesn't have a chi of Misa. What does barak tila mean according to Rashi? He has a chi of Misa. He doesn't have a chi of Misa. He's just a person that you could arrange for his early exit.
Yeah,
Roy Lomas, not like that. It's with Rashi, is better.
What?
Roy Lomas? Roy Lomas,
he's
not
able
Misa,
to.
Oh, good. So we'll have to. Good. So you could hear, I hear what you're saying. But you could hear that what Roy Lamas means, because he's already Chayiv Misa, therefore I just killed the person Chayiv Misa. But over here, he doesn't have a Chiyav, I'm creating a new Chiyav. It depends, you're right. Like Toysis, though, the Chayiv could say a different answer. Not like Rabbi Nachanan, I mean. This person who's a Murmal Ahachis, is it for sure someone's going to kill him? If a person's Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, for sure he's going to be dead? Who's going to kill him?
Bezdin.
A mumer lahachas, does Bezdin have to kill him? No, there's no din. They're not obligated to find him and to kill him. He's a mumer lahachas, but Bezdin is not obligated to go and find all mumer lahachas and kill them. Then is Marinim v'lo Mailin. But he's not vaday dead. He's not on death row. Death row means someone who is already slated for execution. Akoponim, this is the machloikis between Rashi and Venachan. I think this machloikis, the shiroshim for the machloikis, is here in our sugya. According to Rashi, Rashi says, what's the vart of a person that, if Bezdin yeh paskin, so therefore he's not considered to be roi lomos? Let's hear Rashi says. Says Rashi, in the Dibra Maskil, My time a beidna de komasi. And the time that he's that they're made, Gavra Lav Bar Ketila, says Rashi, my time is in the Kamasi, Kishabo Yoim Shlishi Beshabis, Leheir Alav. When they came to be made, Akati Gavra Lav Bar Ketila. Why? Shalohu Ad Alav Bebez, then no one was made. Ve'ilu Have Asi Umayde, Have Miftar, says Rashi, if he come in and be Maide, he'd be Potter. Nim Tashem Ha Yimachai Ben Misas, Misha Eno Roy Lamos. What would happen if he came and he was Maida before the Edom came? What does Rashi say?
Be
Potter. So therefore, over here, he wasn't Chayiv yet. Why not? Because he still has an escape hatch. What would happen if he would come in first? Would he be Chayiv?
No.
If the Edom would come in first, what would happen? Chayiv Misa. But if he's Maida first, says Rashi, therefore he's Potter. Now, I always say Tosfos shries Chai V'Kayim. Really? Someone is minded that he kills, he's Potter? That's wild. Any person kills is going to walk in and say he's Potter. Says Tosfos, Pirish HaKuntris Mishum Di Ave Moide Miftar V'loi Nira Dezeloi Matzinu Dim Ken Kol Chai V'Mises Bez Ninyachol Ha'idus V'Lifter Atzmai. So there's a few answers for Rashi. One answer for Rashi is a person who walks in and is Moide, he's Potter. What does that mean, he's Potter? That means that Bezdin will not give him Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, or Chenek. What is Bezdin going to do? Anyone have a guess? Lock him up and?
Feed him the barley.
And they're going to starve him and then give him some barley and blow up his stomach. Right? So can every person who kills be Maida?
No.
No, it's not going to work out well for you.
Bezin kill without a
Dalamisis. Because he's a mamzer
or whatever
that is. What?
How can Bezin kill him? Oh. That's
this whole din that we speak about of Kippah. That's right. Because they're not really killing him. They're just arranging for his early demise. That's what they're doing.
They didn't force
right.
Him to
right.
Accessory to murder.
Rabbi Yisai, but I don't understand. So what does Rashi say? Imayna Miftar. What does it help to be Imayna Miftar? He's dead anyway. He's dead anyway.
It's not Miftar, it's just not.
Okay, we're gonna get to that too. What do you mean? He could be Maida. If what we're saying is right, then you send him to the Kippah, so then it helps to be Maida. Oh, what do you want? He's not a Gavra Lav Bar Ketila. Why not? Because he could be Maida. And if he's Maida, what happens?
He dies.
He's dead! So what does it help to be Maida? What's the answer?
Because
he's not a Bar Ketila. He doesn't have the din of Chi of Misa. Enachanami, Ben's gonna kill him. Why is Bezdin going to kill him? Because Bezdin has a job. That's what Avi's bothered about. How could Bezdin kill him? They're not really killing him. They're arranging his early exit. So Bezdin has a job to keep the society working well. They know this guy's a murderer. If they know this guy's a murderer, Bezdin's going to have to take care of business. They have two jobs, Avi. One job of Bezdin is to do the law. The other job of Bezdin is to keep society safe.
Yeah, but
we'll call it the
real court when you
the spirit
lock
of the law.
Someone,
because this is better than real court.
This is real court.
Real court, you don't have a visa. Real court, you don't have a
visa. Who are you fooling? This is not giving him his early demise. You're killing him.
No, so you're right, Bezdin.
First off, he's stupid. Why is he walking into Bezdin? For that itself, we should kill him.
How's this country going to give that Edom straight up Misa because they took a guy that maybe was going to get Kippah and instead you gave him Skila because
he wasn't
Chai
Misa. Everyone's
sure going to die.
Hello, my friend. Misa. We're all going to sure die. Ask the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Every single one of us is going to die. It's not Chalin him. He's not a Treifa. What's the difference?
Especially
someone who's 119 years old.
Especially the
hello,
way he said a
someone's 119 years old, right? And someone's Zaman on him that he should get killed. Why not? He's a 20-year-old guy. It's like, this guy's got another year of his life. I got my whole life in front of me. It doesn't make a difference.
You're allowed to kill him.
Yeah, you're
taking someone.
Because
there's a guy who was a Mum al Hafiz who was allowed to get killed. That's
so
the way,
what?
That's where we heard it. And now you're making this for sure going to get killed. And
because
of that, we're going to take someone who was never going to get killed, who was going to live.
If you know the
mafia
after him and the mafia never fails, then you're not going to get Kashi Zaman?
What? If you know the mafia.
Yeah, Bezdin is acting. No, and I'll tell you what the answer is. Bezdin is acting as mafia. That's what they're doing. He's not chayv. He doesn't have a din mis on him. So what?
He has a din on him. He's allowed to be killed.
That's not chayv mis.
Now you're adding a din mis.
It's not a chayv mis.
So take that difference between having a possibility of being killed by anyone to the difference of actually being for sure killed, and whatever that is, that's Kal Shizama.
There's no din, but it's not a din.
I don't know how that would work.
Okay. Akopanim, this is the Chayra, what Rashi's pshat is. So Rabbi say, according to Rashi, Rashi says over here that Imoide Miftar, so Rashi is coming to say L'Chayra that over here he's talking going to be Potter. Tosis says, what do you mean Potter? I'm going to be Potter. There can't be. So the Pnei Shmuel explains the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis as follows. The Pri Shmuel. He explains as follows. I don't remember who the Prishmol is. It's one of the more recent Achroinim. He says the following thing. He says, listen, let's get back, Rabbi Saita, basics. What does Moide Beknas Potter mean? We actually said two different languages. Truth is, we said two. One is, Ein Adam Mishalem Al Pi Atzmoi, and Daf Beis Amid Beis, that's the language that we said. And there's another language of Moide Beknas Potter. So we said that, and according to the Nesivos at least, there's two different dinim. One din is Ein Adam Mishalem Al Pi Atzmoi. There's another din which is called Moide Beknas Potter. Ein Adam Mishalem Al Pi Atzmoi means if I walk into Beis Din and I say I did something, if it's a knas, you're not going to make me pay. It doesn't automatically mean that you're going to potter me, but you're not going to make me pay. Even by knas, by moment hoydas baden kemedim dami amoydam chayv. But by knas, I could walk in the bezin. You will not make me pay based on my hoyda. There's another din which is moide beknas potter. That's a different din. What's the difference? What happens if in one bezin edim come, but I escape that bezin, I go to another bezin, and the bezin that I'm in, I'm moide. Says the nesivus, I'm not going to be potter like straight out across the board potter because I'm coming after Adam. But this Bezdin won't be Mechayev me. Why won't this Bezdin be Mechayev me?
You made it first.
Because Moide. So says the Pri Shmuel, maybe even Rashi holds that if Adam come afterwards and say this person killed, what's Bezdin going to do? Give him Misa. What type of Misa? Misa's Bezdin. They'll give him Misa's Bezdin later. Maybe could be. But in the meantime, that all we have is his Haidah, we're not, Bezdin's not going to kill him. Now, they might even put him in a keeper, but they're not going to actually give him Misa's Bezdin.
We're just pushing it off.
So we're just pushing it off. Frechter, that's what he's saying in Rashi. So Moshe Siegelman has a problem with the Lashon of Rashi, and I also have that problem. It's a little bit of a bothersome Lashon. What does Rashi say? Imoide? Potter. Potter sounds like? Right. Kepshuta Knas is Mamish Aptur, right? So the Lashon is a little bit bothersome. But Shmuel has another question. Shmuel's question is, okay, but Lamaisa, was this person Moide before Adam came? Let's look at the facts. Was he Moide before Adam came over here?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't Moide. What? And Rashi says, Iboy, if he wanted to, he could have been Moide. But was he Moide? No. So Lamaisa, who cares if he want? He could have, would have, maybe should have, but guess what? He didn't. So therefore, he's Chayiv. This person is going to die. He is going to die. So what do we care that he could have been Maida and then he would have been Potter? Says Reb Shmuel, what it means is just as follows. When does the Chiyuv Misa start? Where does the Chiyuv Misa, when is it activated? With the Maiser Etzicha or with the Psach Bezdin?
Psach Bezdin.
How do you know it starts with the Psach Bezdin? Because if he's Maida, he's Maida, so now we know he killed. How do I know the fact that if he's Maida, we know he killed? Because what does Bezdin do to him? They put him in a kippah. So Bezdin isn't questioning whether or not this actually happened. Right? Over here, this guy, as far as Bezdin knows, he's definitely killed. So why are we not giving him Mrs. Bezdin? Must be we can't give Mrs. Bezdin until Bezdin paskins. And Bezdin can't paskin based on his hoidah. So when does the chi of Misa come? Only when Bezdin paskins. So is this person chi of Misa right now? No, even though Bezdin's going to kill him, but not because it's Chalon and Machiev Misa. So that's what comes out according to Rashi. And Tosis is going to argue, we're going to see a second of this. Let's get clear Rashi again. Rashi says, the guy walks into Bezdin and says, my friends, I killed someone. So first of all, what's Bezdin going to do to him?
Lock him up.
They're going to lock him up. They're not going to let him walk free. They're going to lock him up. Are they going to kill him with the Mrs. Bezdin? No. Why are they going to lock him up?
He's a murderer.
Because they believe him that he murdered. Why are they not killing him with Mrs. Bezdin? Because Mrs. Bezdin is totally on Edom. So now, Sukum Tachois, when two Edom come in and say that you were Zomam to kill this person, I ask you a question. Is he a dead ringer? Is this guy going to be killed for all intents and purposes? Yeah. Is his life over? Yes, his life is over. Once he's moed, according to Rashi. Once he's moed. What?
You know the Mashem Asher Russia, no?
So,
not if he
over here...
We're saying he was moed before or after the Edom came. We're saying just Stami came.
Yeah, so it might, yeah, that might depend if Edom come afterwards or not. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a good point. They don't speak about that. Edom came afterwards. It's a good point. Akoponim, that's the way Rashi seems to learn the sugya. So if anyway we're killing him, so why are we saying over here that he's not a bar ketila? He's not a chiyav misa on him. He's just being killed because Bezdin has to take care of business. Tosfos is a different pshat, Rabbi say. What does Tosfos say? Nira lefarish. Says Tosfos. Tosfos again. If Edom come, their Edus might not be Kayim. What does that mean? Lo yehei edusan kayim. It means to say maybe they're lying.
Maybe they're psalms.
Maybe they're not good Edom. So then, that's like Edom didn't come. What does that mean? Yeah, Edom won't come, and maybe they'll come. They won't be real Edom. So that's like Edom. What does it mean? And even if they come, their Edus is not going to be kayim. Says the Tzeis Rabbeinu Peretz. It means the following thing. There's lots of questions that we ask to Edom. A lot of questions. There's two sets of questions: drisha and chakira. The Edom have to be really on their game, even if they're right. Even if they're honest. As a matter of fact, totally reminded me that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that one of the Bezdin says, look, if we were in charge, we would do such good Jewish Shabbat, we wouldn't kill anybody. Because we could ask them all these questions, they get so confused, forget it. So even if they're telling the truth, this guy might walk. Now I ask you a question. Did he murder?
Yeah.
According to what they're saying, yeah. Yeah, he murdered. But could be no one saw him. And even if someone saw him, the Edus can be thrown out of court. So what is Tosfos saying? Rashi was saying, until Bezdin Paskins, he's not Chayiv. Therefore, Moida is Pater. Tosfos says, Moida is not Pater. You're Moida going to be Chayiv. So it sounds like from Tosfos, where does the Chayiv Misa start? When you kill a guy. And your Moida, you still be the Chayiv Misa. So what does it mean? Maybe Edom won't come.
He's already Chayiv Misa.
They're not going to give you Misa's Bezdin.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to do anything about it.
Maybe Bezdin won't be able to do anything about it. Maybe it's Chayiv Misa. Mm-hmm. But we are going to be powerless.
So
we're powerless.
So Tosfos holds you, they wouldn't force feed him barley and whatever and explode him?
You know, if he's Moida, then we'll kill him, Tosfos says. But if he's not Moida, and we don't have Edom, let's say Edom didn't see anything. What are we going to do? What's going to happen to him? He's going to walk. What happens if we do find the Edom, but there's some sort of problem with their Edus, their testimony is a contradiction?
He's
going to walk. So it sounds like from Tosfos, my friends, Tosfos doesn't care if there's a Chiyuv or not. I don't care. Maybe there is a Chiyuv. But guess what? Even if there's a Chiyuv, he might not die. It might not happen. Now, I would say this, if you look carefully, is the same machlokes we had Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel on Thursday. Rashi said, what's the vort of Gavra Bar Ketila? Is he a person that should die or a person that shouldn't die? Is he Roy Lomos? Is he not Roy Lomos? Does he have a Chiyuv Misa? Does he not have a Chiyuv Misa? Says Rashi, if Moide Miftar, then he doesn't have a Chiyuv Misa yet. He doesn't have a Chiyuv Misa yet. Tosfos says, I argue with you, he's not Moide Miftar. He's got a Chiyuv Misa. So what does he mean, Lav Bar Ketila? Says Tosfos, because he might not die. Because Rabbeinu Chananel says, what does Gavra Bar Ketila mean? He is a dead ringer. He is someone who is going to die. It's as if he's dead already. He's on already, what's it called again? Death row. He's going to be killed. So, it doesn't, not because he's Chayiv Misa, because it's happening. Bezdin's going to kill this guy. It's like he's dead already. So what happens if a person's chayav misa and Bezdin's not going to kill him? Says Tosfos, okay, that's not a gavra bar ketila. Even if we know he killed him, he killed. And the truth is that he did kill. So he's chayav misa already. But says Tosfos, but maybe he won't get caught. Maybe there's no edim. Maybe even with our edim, the edim are going to get tripped up in their interrogation. So is this person definitely going to get killed? Yes or no?
No.
Tosfos
is more realistic.
Nothing to do with realistic, not realistic. Rashi says, if he's chayiv misa, I don't care if he's going to get killed or not. He's already chayiv the misa. So what did I do? I made a person who's chayiv misa, shkoyach. I didn't do anything wrong. According to Tosfos, it's not a person who's chayiv misa, make him chayiv misa. It's a person who is going to get killed. You killed a person who's kilu dead already. So what'd you do? So according to Rashi, what happens if a person is going to get killed but not chayiv misa? It's still kasha zama. According to Tosfos, what happens if a person is chayiv to be killed but not going to get killed? It's still kasha zama. So each one has a case. What's Rashi's case? Someone who is going to keep her. He's maridin v'lo ma'ilin. We're going to kill him. He's going to die. There's no din misa on him. Says Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. Tosfos, what's the case? The case is someone who we know he killed, but somehow they ate him. There was a technical problem with the edus, and therefore there's akash and azama. Ben's not going to end up doing it. It doesn't make a difference. The choira, this is the machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Now says Tosfos, let's see it again. Venira Lefarish, says Tosfos. Lav bar ketala hu pirish koidim shenigmar dinoi. Shema lo yavo edim, vim yavo edim, lo yehei edus on kaim. Ve'oid, she'asa lahar gachi yigmar dinoi. Says Tosfos, and another thing is it's usher to kill him until there's a gemar din. U'kishenigmar dinoi kvar vadai bar chiyuvahu, hol v'kvar bo edim v'niskabla edusam. The Haragoi Potter says, but once it's Nigmar Adin, now he's Vadai Bar Chiyuv. The Edus is Niskabel. There's no Drisha V'Chakira problems. Once we Niskabel the Edus, then Hargo Potter.
According to Tosfos, once we accept the first pair of Edim, the second pair of Edim, and it's Gemar Din, and he's going to die, right? Then what's the difference if Edim someone come after and say that? In a case where Edim come and say this guy is killed, Reuven killed Shimon, it's Gemar Din that Reuven should die, and then Reuven runs away. So according to Tosfos, there should also be Kasha Zalman in that case when Edim come and say he ran away.
Again, so I knew what he said. What was that?
Tosfos is not totally on the fear, right?
Right.
So, according to Tosfos, in the case that we're talking about, when Edom comes and say Reuven killed Shimon, it's Gemar Din that Reuven should die. Then Reuven runs away, and the Edom say that it was Gemar Din that he should die. Right? According to Tosfos, we say he shouldn't die. There's no Kasha Zama. But really, there should be, because he wasn't going to get killed, even though he's Gemar Din, because it's not Tali on the Chiyuv. Tali on whether he was going to get killed or not. So, really, in that case, there should also be Kasha Zama.
I'm not understanding the case.
Says who?
You think he's not saying that again? They're not for sure gonna die.
Chances
are. The difference is there's no drisha v'chakira, right? And that's the difference.
First of all, there probably
will
is.
Not if he's gemar din.
Charge.
But when there's being made, there's a shiur.
But the same thing.
There was a
gemar
din.
Pass again. If they pass, they pass. No, we should not come.
Oh, no. The truth is, that what I say, but once Adam,
Well, the shadows, you have to down it over again if he goes to a different country and he runs away. And
no.
I assume Bezdin's going to, the law's going to catch up with him. It's just a question of when they're going to catch up with him. I mean, everyone breaks out of jail, they catch them eventually. I mean,
right.
They just caught the guy yesterday.
Problem.
I mean, they catch him in Texas. He broke a guy who broke out of jail somewhere in Louisiana. They're going to catch him eventually.
That Bezdin itself, the first Bezdin itself
yeah.
will be
yeah.
make it to Mexico.
People get away.
You go to LA and they get
don't try it. That's why we do Achraza. We want people to realize that it doesn't happen.
They can go to LA and get a brand new identity for a passport.
I hear. I had a similar type of question, which I think Tosis is addressing a little bit. What happens if after Drisha v'Chakira, before the Pesach Bezdin? It's after Drisha v'Chakira. Bezdin says, okay, we accept the Eidos. But Bezdin didn't Paskin yet.
What does that mean, we accept the
Eidos? No, Bezdin... Yeah, Bezdin... So what was the whole problem?
Drisha v'Chakira is the process right before Paskin.
No, they have to sit and
once they say, okay, it's good Eidos, it's good.
No, they have to Paskin afterwards.
Discuss with the jury.
Yeah. They don't Paskin. What?
That is
Paskin. That's Paskin. Not Paskin, no. Yeah, they have to Paskin. They didn't Paskin yet. They're Makabal the Eidos. So now there's no more chashash. That they're gonna, the Edom are gonna get, nisbatel.
Why?
They could still lose their arms.
Oh, so Tosis adds another knetch. That's Pashas.
They lose their arms and not be able to kill
them. Tosis adds another knetch. Says Tosis ve'oid, she'asa lahargat she'yigmar dinoi. Tosis says also it is usher to kill him until there's a gemar din. So the gemar din does end up playing a role here. Tosis says. Okay, let's see the end of the next Tosis, and that's going to be the Ashlama to the Sugya. It says Tosis v'chein le'inyan knas. Halo v'adai le'inyan mamon loy. When it comes to mamon, no. Why not? Tong le'inyan knas. The Gemara says that the same thing as Misa is knas. The kishe me'idin de b'chad b'shab is gonav. Bo shnayim ve'armu be'erev Shabbos ganav v'chad b'Shabbos imanu ayisem v'aray ein mishalmin mamon de'bahi shaita de'mishadi gav ganva bar chiyuva. He's ready bar chiyuv. Avagad gabi nefashish loy daininon lebar chiyuva. We don't consider it to danimino. We don't compare it bar chiyuv. V'chokamish lo nigmar dinoy. Then he's going to be. He's not like bar chiyuv. Aber mamon havi karav levaday shiyavo eidim v'yeindu. What does that mean? Says what's the difference between mammon and nefashis? Let's get it straight. There's knas, mammon, and nefashis. What's the difference between knas, mammon, and nefashis? Well, knas, there's a din moed of a knas, potter. So knas is for sure out there. But what about mamon? With nefashis is the din might have been on nefashis pater? According to
Rashi,
yes. According to Tosfos, no. So according to Rashi, is knas and nefashis comparable? Very simple. I understand why you compare knas and nefashis. To the extent that I don't even know why you need two different cases. V'chein l'inyan knas. I mean, there's a long gemara over here. It's the exact same thing. According to Rashi, why does Rav have to say v'chein l'inyan knas? It's the same thing. Mama, nefashis, and knas are identical. Why is nefashis that way? Because if you're moide, you're pater. Why is knas that way? If you're moide, you're pater. According to Tosfos, knas is a new thing. Moide pater. Okay, but mama, is it moide pater? I'm sorry, nefashis, is it moide pater?
No.
No. Mama, is it moide pater? No. So what's the difference between mama and nefashis? Says Tosfos, I'll tell you the difference. My nefashis is this drisha v'chakira. What does that mean?
Almost for sure that
Edom are going to come. Tosis seems to say, it's almost for sure that Edom are going to come. What? By Mamoin.
And be good Edom?
Yeah, because there's no din drisha v'chakira by Mamoin. In other words, the law... No.
Not as much.
Yeah. The law is going to catch up with you. It's Mistoma, there's Edom. And Mistoma, the Edom are going to go through. So Mistoma, it's going to be okay. Masha'inkin by Nefashos. Edom Nefashos. You need Drisha v'Chakira. So we say, Vadai, Kodim, Shenigim Adina, Lav Bar Chiyuvah. The Shaila is... Tosfos seems to say... The whole difference is whether or not we're going to catch him or not going to catch him. Understand, by Mamon, if we don't catch him, let's say by Mamon you wouldn't catch him. Is he chayiv anyway? Let's say he backs into someone's car and he causes a fender bender. and there's no Edom, is he chayiv to pay?
Sure. Yeah.
Even though no one saw?
Yeah.
Even if there's no Edom?
No one can be chayiv.
Is he chayiv to pay?
What if the other car's not Jewish?
Let's assume he is Jewish for the moment.
Yeah, but no one can be chayiv him to pay.
Is he chayiv? Does he walk to his Rav and says, Rav, tell me the truth. Do I have to pay or not? What's the Rav going to say?
Yeah.
Yes. So why are we saying it's because Edom are going to be there? They're going to catch him, not catch him. He's chayiv. What's the pshat in Tosfos?
Chayiv, just like there's
from the fact that Edom are
going to
be there.
Not by Mama. Mama, the Chiyah doesn't come from the Edom. Because Tosfos doesn't care if you're Chayiv or not. Because Tosfos is not about whether or not you're Chayiv or you're not Chayiv. It's about whether or not you're going to get caught. Tosfos says this person, it's as if you already paid the money. Why? Because he's going to get caught. This guy's going to get caught. According to Rashi, he said the whole vart was, is he a barktol or not barktol? Is he chayiv misa, not chayiv misa? Is he chayiv knas, not chayiv knas? By my mind, it's a no-brainer. Why? Because once you do the damage, you're chayiv. But according to Tosfos, we said it's not about that in Tosfos. What the shaila is, according to Tosfos, is whether or not a person is, it's going to happen, even if he's chayiv. So we said, by nefashos, he's chayiv misa. But is it going to happen?
Not
sure. No, why not?
Because Edom might get messed up.
Edom, Jusuf, Akira, the whole thing might get messed up. By Mammon, is it going to happen?
Yep.
Why?
Edom's sure going to come, it'll be fine.
Edom are for sure going to come. There's no Jusuf, Akira. By Knas, we said it's a different reason.
Why what's Edom the always come by Mammon? What's the deal with the idea?
Because you damage someone else. That guy that you damaged.
I guess there's, we're assuming that there's Edom around, I guess. I guess when a person kills someone, he's usually more careful. Yeah. And it's like, a little bit more careful when... We'll assume that there's, I guess we're assuming that over here there's going to be Edom. By Knas, Tosfos holds, it's a different reason. Why by Knas if you're made? Because by Knas if you're made, you're putter. So Tosfos learns when Rava said these two things, Le'inyin Misa, if you come made, is Labar Ketola. V'chein Le'inyin Knas, Knas is bringing a new element into the Sugya. Because by Misa, what's the reason why it's not called a Bar Ketola if we weren't made yet? Because Edom might not come, or they might not be able to follow through. By Knas, what's the reason if the Edom weren't made yet? Why? Because he might be Moedim Miftar. According to Rashi, it's all one sugya, which makes it smoother, but at the same time, it makes Rava seem to be a little bit superfluous. Why does Rava have to say it again a second time? It's the same exact sugya. So Rabbi say the Achroinim here ask a kasha on Rashi. This will end. Kasha on Rashi is that the Gemara Sanhedrin, I think it's Pei Aleph, but I don't have it here in front of me, says that a person is only believed if he's Maida, if he's also causing himself a certain degree of cost. A cost, damage, something like that. For example, let's say I moida, I stole. So am I chayiv on the kefel?
No.
Why? Moida v'knas. Pata, what am I chayiv on?
The
principal, the karen. So over there, I'm causing myself a loss. The person walks in and he's moida that he killed somebody. That's not enough. It has to be something more. It has to be a din. A din. It has to be a din. It has to be machayiv himself a din. A cost is a din. The person walks in as moida that he killed. At what cost?
For sure.
Even starving. Even if you don't give him kippah, we for sure give him
kippah. So if you give him, so if you put him in the kippah, so maybe that's considered the cost. Even though kippah is also.
That's also not a chiyuv.
It's kippah a chiyuv bezdin. It's not really a chiyuv.
We said it's dalamis.
Right. Right.
Doesn't matter if it's still happening.
Anything you do that you're chayiv.
Yeah, but so it's busha, but that's not a din. So over here, it's also not a din kippah.
You need a straw. You need a straw. You need a straw for the malchus.
When he's moida, when he's moida, he's not going to be chayev. Same way Makas has mom.
No, because he's obviously not embarrassed enough. He's
going to
come and do that. I don't know. He did it
already. So the Pnei Yeshua says the following answer. He says, if you look in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, the Manda Amar that says that you have to come at a cost is Rav Hamnuna. And Rava in that Gemara seems to argue, according to Rashi at least. Who is our Gemara?
Rava.
I'm a Rava. So says the Bnei, it's okay. Says Bnei Yeshua. It's not a. You're right. It's not like that Gemara.
So Rava hold over there.
Also, you could say
doesn't
that
doesn't need it. Yeah, any hoida is
it's
you're gonna.
It's only Pasha if you don't learn that when Rashi says Pater studies.
Pater and Gansin, right? No, if it's Pater and Gansin. No, it's a bigger cut.
It's only a kasha on if you learn Rashi. If you don't learn Rashi, that they got when he says Pater, it's just that we don't do anything to him.
In other words, what Moshe is saying a different teretz. He's saying, when do you have to come at a cost for yourself? If we actually accept your hoida, that we believe you over here, all we're saying is we're not killing you. So then it's not really accepting your ida, it's just not killing you. When is it when a person comes in and says, I want to be putter from the knas, right? And I want to be, that's if we're puttering you mamish, then you need nemonis. But over here, it's just saying, don't kill him. Maybe he doesn't need it. Very good. Beautifully said. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow, Beis Hashem, Chesky is going to be saying Chabura. Tuesday we're going to do the sugya of istatis. I would really like to start moving. If we can, we're going to try to go all the way to the Mishnah Tuesday, so that Wednesday we can start this next Mishnah. I think we could safely say that we finished the main course. We do the next Mishnah Daf Hayamid Beis. That's the Mishnah of Kashazam Velo Kasharasa. That's the end of the main course in Makkos. I mean, there's always room for dessert, but the main course is the next Mishnah. So I'm looking forward to getting to that. And then there's other things of. Edish about the Maktos about the Kula and all that. We will continue, Rez Hashem. See you after this.